Hi, Cam.
Hey, Cam.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
It's so nice to hear from you again.
Yay.
I know. It's so nice to be like on the phone and just chatting, and I'm so excited about this album coming out.
Oh, my gosh. We got a little pre-taste of it, and you're just simply amazing.
Thumbs up.
Oh, thanks.
Pretty amazing. I know it's going to be an interesting few days walking up to an album release. Is that nerve-wracking?
You know, it was, at first, I was just, like, so relieved that it, you know, it's coming out, and, like, I've been planning this and working on this for such a long time. It felt like, you know, now everyone's going to hear it, and, you know, you can't control how people are going to receive it, but I know that I made it exactly how I wanted to. There wasn't anyone saying, make sure you do this or change this. It was like, it's all me. Like, I did all that. So I felt really great about it. And then about a week ago, I started to be like, oh my gosh, like, what if it doesn't go well?
Right.
You start to get real nervous.
Oh.
But I mean, it's, you know, it's just all in your head. And you just, the point is that you made it. You know, that's it.
You got a Grammy nomination, girl.
Congratulations.
Ah, isn't that crazy?
Nuts.
Hey, I got to ask you a question real quick. I love your video for Burning House. And I was telling Fry in there, you look so stunningly gorgeous.
Oh,
and you're
thank
like
you.
Glowing.
Yeah, she said you're glowing.
Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did.
And he goes,
It was the glow of the fire
see,
on my skin.
That's what Fry said. Well, because she was hot.
It was really hot in there, actually. At one take, I had to be like, you know, too hot, like, get out of here. And, like, they did, like, a whole emergency. Like, anytime I yell out, like, firemen grab me and I get, like, thrown out of a room. So it was really hot, and there was real smoke because they'd put, they had the gas, like, flame bars, you know, kind of like a gas fireplace.
Yeah.
But then they also had kind of like this rubber cement you put on the wall and you light it up and it goes for about 20 seconds. And that produces, like, real smoke. So you actually would have, you know, like the smoke in your nostrils.
Oh, nice.
Black ash, yeah.
Were you like ready to take a shower?
Oh, yeah. No, by the end of the day, my hair, if you watch it, you can kind of see it. My hair gets like gray. It kind of gets grayer and grayer just because of all the ash. It's kind of funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on being also named the album, one of the 40 best country albums of 2015.
Yeah.
Go, girl.
Bad, huh?
That's awesome.
I got to ask you, okay, what's the deal with The Lemon? I mean, we get Untamed, and we've heard you do interviews about why you called it that, which makes total sense because it's like a party and you want everybody to feel like they're just having a good time. And we know the whole thing about the yellow, but The Lemon?
What's in The Lemon on the cover?
Okay, so two things to it. First off, there's like, remember that old Tropicana ad with the...
Yes!
Yeah!
So I saw that when I was really little, and we had a lemon tree in our backyard. And I was 5, and my sister was 3. And we demanded that my dad grab a lemon so that we could do the Tropicana ad. And my dad's like, a lemon's different, girls. You're not going to like this. And we said, we don't care. We really want to try it. And my dad, you know, testament to his parenting, was like, well, you can find out for yourself then what a lemon tastes like. And we, you know, obviously it was horrible. And I remember that experience really well. And then we were looking to kind of do this cover, and obviously like the yellow of the lemon, which is, you know, my favorite color. And also, I don't know if you got to read the album booklet, but in front of each song, so I write all my songs and they're all, you know, from my life, and each one kind of represents me learning something, you know, about myself or how the world works. And so there are all these lessons before each song if you check out the booklet. And the overall lesson of the cover is, when life hands you lemons, you don't sweeten it up and water it down. You drink it straight, you know, and that's like the beauty of life is in taking everything, you know, not just the good parts and not trying to spin it so it looks great, you know, on Instagram. It's kind of like about just taking it all. And that is a lesson that I'm still learning, and a really important one for me. So that's why I like having that lemon on the cover.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations on all the success and everything. Your album's fantastic. People need to go out and pick it up right now.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, you guys. I'm so glad you guys got it, too. I'm really excited to have everybody finally hear it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Miami Valley loves you. When you came here last, I think, February an Unplugged, we knew then, girl, that you're going nowhere but up.
Oh, thanks.